There are men who are too busy with paying jobs to do a year's worth of comic book podcasts. There are men who think it's a waste of time to do Swamp Thing jokes on a consistent two-week schedule. And then there's Adam Bernstein and Doug Bost. Two men who should have better things to do, but aren't doing them right now. These are two grown-ass men.
In 1957, America needed help to face the fantastic, unexplained unknowns of a new age. Not the Avengers, not yet. Not the crew of the USS Enterprise. No, in 1957, we got the Challengers of the Unknown. Jack Kirby created the team for DC Comics, and he had help from Dave Wood and Joe Simon, but it was mostly Kirby, inventing a team of adventurers without superpowers, a kind of family team that he perfected later with the Fantastic Four. The Challengers are four square-jawed, clean-cut American Joes, basically indistinguishable from each other. And it has to be said, they took on some weird villains. Case in point, issue number 47, December 1965. We found this comic, read it, and felt immediately that it was sponge-worthy. So we decided the best way to honor it was to bring it to life on this very special Grown-Ass Men.
And now, Challengers of the Unknown, The Sinister Sponge by Dick Wood and Bob Brown, DC Comics, 1965. Welcome to the 47th thrilling adventure of the four fantabulous fear fighters, the Challengers of the Unknown.
Ace.
Prof.
Rocky.
And Red.
Versus the Sinister Sponge, the human blotter who threatened to soak up the world.
Challengers of the Unknown. Challengers of the Unknown. Ace and Prof and Rocky and Red. You'll never meet a more courageous quartet. Challengers of the Unknown.
Once again, our hip heroes have a bash with a foe that defies all the laws of nature, a thing endowed with unique powers. Yet it's human, or at least once was human, before he became feared as the Sinister Sponge.
Now I know why he's called the Sponge.
He can absorb water.
And color.
Also energy. He's the wildest kook we ever fought.
My name is Miklos. Florida is my home. Deep sea sponge diving is my business. Yesterday I came upon a spectacular find. An unknown species of sponge.
Such a strange looking sponge. So is that rock it's rooted to.
Suddenly, a vicious moray eel flashed by, and as I jerked aside, I accidentally gashed my hand on the jagged rock. Just a scratch, I thought at first, dismissing it. But later, carrying that sponge and rock home, my hand began to throb terribly. That pretty girl who just moved in next door, I'd like to date her, but right now I feel so awful. My body aches. I feel feverish. Maybe a night's sleep will help. When I awoke this morning, I looked at the cut on my hand.
What? My hand? Well, what happened to it? It's changed. Well, not only has my hand changed, it's all of me, for the love of heaven. I've become some kind of a sponge. When I learned you challengers were in town testing new diving gear, I figured you might help me somehow.
We've had experience with oddball cases, but never anything as wild as yours.
This rock is actually a meteor. It must possess a freakish life force that was transmitted to you through the cut on your hand.
You haven't heard the worst of it yet. I found out by concentrating, I can now do strange things.
And after the human sponge explains,
we'll take a sample of the meteor, test it. We'll do our best to find something to counteract your condition.
Unaware to all, there has been an eavesdropper in the adjoining apartment.
When I saw the challengers go into Miklos' apartment, I knew there had to be an important reason. Those strange powers Miklos mentioned, I can cash in on them.
And after the challengers leave...
Yes?
I'm your next-door neighbor, Stacy. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. I know of a doctor who can help you, but he lives in another country. Getting him up here, setting up a laboratory, buying rare chemicals, all that would take money, big money.
But I'm not wealthy. Where could I ever get that kind of money?
With your special powers, you could take it. In your condition, who would blame you?
You mean steal? No, never. I'd never do that.
But that night, as the tormented sponge restlessly prowls the dark streets...
That girl... Yesterday she smiled at me, but now I'm no longer a man. I'm a thing. Stacy was right. I must get the money so I can be cured, even if I have to steal.
The next day, Midtown pedestrians and traffic come to a shocked halt.
What is that?
Oh. I never saw anything like it.
It's gotta be an advertising gag for a new TV show or something.
But among the bystanders, the challengers.
It's Miklos.
What's he up to? I thought he'd be too ashamed to show himself in public.
Suddenly, the startled spectators gasp.
Look! The color from everything, it's gone!
He told us about the freak things he could do. When he concentrates, he can absorb color. Like a sponge sucks up water. Man, what a villain that kind of creep would make for a horror movie.
Without traffic lights, what a jam he's causing! The more he absorbs, the bigger he grows!
Why is he doing it? He seemed harmless. He's got to have a reason.
As the challengers converse, trying to find an explanation, silence. Silence like a thick, muffling fog settles over the entire area.
Now he's absorbed all sound!
Look, that crook running from the bank. Knowing the bank's alarm can't alert the guards or the police. But all this happened so fast. He had to know this in advance. That means Miklos is connected with this holdup.
At a signal from Ace, the challengers leap into action.
Fasten your seatbelts, everybody. This is gonna be a wild trip.
They're going to capture Stacy. Oh, I can't let them do that. I'll have to stop them by absorbing their strength. And now I can release the color and sound I absorbed from everyone, but not the strength. I'll need their strength to carry Stacy and the bank money away from here.
No power in my legs. I feel like I'm down for the full count. This kook throws a wild KO punch.
Truck out of control, coming right at us. And we are too weak to move out of the way.
The challengers, they'll be killed. I want that money, but I don't want anyone hurt.
Miklos, you saved us, but...
This is Stacy, my friend. He knows a doctor who can cure me, but it will take lots of money. Try to understand. Goodbye.
And when their strength finally returns...
I don't dig this Stacy. He doesn't look like the kind of lug to do anybody a favor.
I think you're right, Rocky. I think Miklos is being conned. Let's check up on Stacy, then pick up Miklos' trail.
Later, through the locks of a canal, rides a ship carrying a fabulous cargo. For in its hold is a masterpiece, a Rembrandt on loan to an art museum. But suddenly...
Hey, the ship's listing.
Maybe it's sinking.
No, it is the water level that is going down as it is being absorbed by an ever-expanding figure.
This will be the last robbery. The ransom that'll be paid to us for the return of the painting will be enough to pay the doctor that Stacy is getting.
Expecting to take advantage of the confusion aboard, Stacy sneaks toward the now unguarded hold, but...
Hang on to him, Rocky. I'm gonna try to make Miklos see the truth.
Sorry, man. First-class cabins aren't for third-class crooks.
don't want to hurt you, but if you interfere...
Miklos, listen to me. Stacy's been using you. He's a crook. He has his police record. Look at it. Read it.
As he realizes the terrible truth of Ace's revelation, the gigantic, still-growing figure rivets his attention on his cunning crony.
You tricked me. There is no doctor, no cure, no hope for me.
Please, challengers, don't let him kill me.
But suddenly, because nearly all the water in the canal has been absorbed by the sponge, the ship heels over.
Let them save themselves. Why should I care what happens to anyone now? Nobody cares what happens to me.
Everybody okay?
No casualties, but there could be some if we don't do something about Miklos. We've got to go after him. Try to get him to listen to us.
Seizing a drifting rowboat, the challengers hastily pursue the sponge upriver, but...
The tug of the sponge's body is so strong now, it's actually making the water leap up to him.
He's in a state of shock. He doesn't realize he's still absorbing water. Can you imagine what will happen if he keeps on and continues to grow?
He'll drain the rivers, lakes and oceans. Fish, animals will perish. Ships will be stranded. Populations will die of thirst. The Earth's surface is 3/4 water, so he'll get bigger and bigger until he eventually becomes bigger than the Earth.
Wowee! How do we stop that yo-yo from making all that happen?
There is a way, all right. But we'll need to take time out to round up all the stuff we'll need.
So the colossal sponge moves on, an unthinking creature, robbing the land of its precious liquid. Until not long after, 4 do-or-die daredevils race along at breakneck speed in his wake.
We can't stop for any detours now. Keep riding.
Even where bridges were washed out?
We gotta make up for lost time. We'll have to take this shortcut so we can get ahead of them.
Later, the challengers finish their preparations at their destination, pouring barrels of a powerful sleep drug in the very lake that the sinister sponge is about to absorb.
We emptied enough chemicals into that lake to put an army to sleep.
Uh-huh. We'll be the first men who ever heard a sponge snore.
What's that? Smoke? The forest is on fire! People may be trapped at that campsite! Let's go!
As the sleep drug spreads through his body, the sponge is only dimly aware of what is happening. Suddenly, the piteous cry of a frightened child pierces his dulled mind.
Help! Help me!
What? Huh? That little girl, she's trapped in the fire? Got to help her. I'm suddenly so tired, so sleepy.
He's the only one who could save that kid, and we slowed him up.
But even after he sags to the ground, the sponge grimly fights off sleep and starts to crawl forward.
Help me!
Such a little girl, so young. Must save her. Must.
Then, with a final, desperate effort, he lurches to his feet and...
He's letting the water pour down on the flames. He's putting out the whole forest fire.
Once the water and the sleeping potion in it are expelled, he is reduced to normal size, but...
Miklos, how about coming back with us now? Maybe science will find a cure.
A cure? When? Next year? In 10 years? Maybe never? And all that time, where will I be? Locked up in a laboratory cage like a guinea pig? No, thanks. I am a freak.
Miklos!
I'm going after him.
Hold it, Rocky. Nothing will happen to Miklos. He simply absorbed oxygen from the seawater. He's traded in his old life for a new one. Meanwhile, we'll keep searching for someone who can make him normal. We know where to find Miklos.
Sponges, marine life, all around me. Yes, this is where I belong. This is my rightful home now. here in this sea.
The end.
Challengers of the unknown. Challengers of the unknown. Ace and Prof, the Rocky and Red. You'll never need a more courageous quartet. Challengers of the unknown.
You've been listening to The Sinister Sponge, dramatized directly from the Challengers of the Unknown comic book and featuring original music by the one and only Adam Bernstein. Featured in the cast were Adam Bernstein, Doug Bost, Carolyn Bost, Acadia Bost, M. Sweeney Lawless, Mary McCary, Doug Tisk, and Jeff Ward, all of whom are now officially, you can probably say it with me, grown-ass men.